Councilmember Trigera?
Aye.
Bruner?
Aye.
Newsom?
Aye.
Boulder?
Aye.
O'Hara?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Kalentari Johnson?
Aye.
Mayor Keely?
Aye. Motion passes in so order. Thank you all very much for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Santa Cruz City Council held a second reading and final adoption of two ordinances to amend both the city's municipal code and the local coastal program implementation plan, adding further environmental protections against onshore facilities supporting offshore oil and deep sea mining and exploration. Shebra Kalentari Johnson, Santa Cruz Vice Mayor, announced the ordinances earlier this month.
We have a very long history in our city of standing up against offshore oil drilling. And today, what's before us is to modernize and strengthen that commitment, extend our commitment to the new threat, which is deep sea mining. So this ordinance, which Dr. Wise-West will touch on further, does three things. It updates our municipal code with clear definitions and updated science and data. It extends our existing voter approval requirement to cover deep sea mining as well. And it explicitly prohibits onshore support facilities for deep sea mining in our general industrial zones, the same way that we have been doing for offshore oil drilling.
The new countywide ballot measure also seeks to create a more direct definition of onshore support facilities and will require a majority vote of the electorate before any legislative action is made to authorize the development of onshore facilities. Santa Cruz has been a longtime leader in coastal conservation via Save Our Shores, a marine conservation nonprofit formed in the city in 1978. Save Our Shores established the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, prevented offshore oil drilling along the central coast of California, and banned single-use plastic bags in over 30 jurisdictions. Katie Thompson, Executive Director of Save Our Shores, spoke during public comment.
At a time when federal actions are weakening environmental safeguards and limiting local input, it is critical that cities use the tools available to protect their communities. By taking action now, Santa Cruz can again demonstrate what proactive coastal leadership looks like. Communities across California are watching how local governments respond to renewed offshore drilling and mining threats, and this ordinance provides a strong example of how cities can use local authority to protect their coastlines, economies, and residents. I can say for certain that a positive vote today will be a catalyst for similar protections along the coast.
More directly, the ordinances are in response to the Trump administration's proposals to sell as many as 34 gas and oil drilling leases in federal waters over the next 5 years. This plan also includes 6 areas along the Pacific, 2 of which are situated along the central coast. Federal officials have also announced intentions to expedite seabed mining permits and projects. During public comment, community members urged the importance of the measure in the wake of the Trump administration's recent actions. Among them, George Leonard.
We are in a moment in which I think our democracy is beginning to crumble around us. I know a lot of us are fighting that, but this is the perfect local opportunity to manifest democracy in everything that I think we want it to be by giving people the opportunity to let their voices be heard in terms of the future of their coasts.
The ordinance was passed unanimously and is now set to be submitted to the California Coastal Commission. Any changes to the ordinance will require voter approval. Voters are set to see this measure on the November 3rd ballot. Other jurisdictions across the state, including Capitola outside of Santa Cruz, have already expressed interest in creating similar ordinances to expand the state's Blue Wall, a network of coastal ordinances providing protection against oil drilling efforts. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.